The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, this is the third talk then on appreciative joy, mudita. And all these brahmaviharas come along with an intentionality, or a sense of, or an intent, or a sense of purpose, or an inspiration to really kind of gather ourselves, orient ourselves around these qualities. And rather than just appreciating them when they happen to appear, to make them a practice, make them an orientation for our lives. It's possible to choose them individually and spend like a week, like we are now, with any one of them. It's also possible that the primary intent, purpose, is the one of keeping the heart open, or to say it a different way, to really stay present, attentive, aware, to receive and let register fully the experience of our life, as if in our present moment, as we go through our lives now, this is the most important time. This is the most important thing, regardless of what it is, because this is the only time in which you'll be conscious for this moment. Your lived experience is so valuable. And rather than judging the present moment by, you know, the thing you're doing or the thing you're involved in or what you're not doing, and there's more important things someplace else, and you just want to get to the place and time that something wonderful is going to be. It's such shortchanging ourselves, because another whole half, at least, of what's going on is that we're conscious and aware and present and alive in this moment. And there is a way of appreciating that and not so really being present for everything and being an open heart towards everything is also a way of being present and open to ourselves and to the preciousness of this lived moment here. So with that intent, the intent to live with an open heart, then as we go through the day, different ones of these brahmaviharas might get awakened or evoked. When we just feel friendliness towards people and want their welfare, and then it's metta, loving kindness. When the people are suffering, and that open heart, we feel for their suffering. We care for them and want the suffering to end. They have our sympathy. And when things are going well, then we have mudita. We celebrate with them. We rejoice. We're happy for them and share in their happiness. And in a sense, their good fortune is giving us a chance, it's a gift to us, to feel the big yes and joy and happiness. And our happiness and our joy in their success, their good fortune, is a kind of gift to them. It's a mutual giving of joy. And what a great world it would be if we had this mutual circle of joy and delight that we give for each other. So, mudita, so it also comes with a sense of intent, a sense of purpose. Now, classically, in doing mudita practice, the intention is captured in a phrase. And my favorite one is from a text that's from about 1,500 years ago called The Path of Freedom, not the Path of Purification. And a little footnote here that when I was young, I wanted to be an archaeologist and dig in the ground to old ruins and find things and long ago. And that's nice, But now I read these texts, Buddhist texts, but they were written, they're composed, 1,500 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 2,500 years ago. And some of those are written at times when I was going to explore those civilizations in archaeology. But now I don't find the stones and ruins and material objects from that time, those times. But rather, you find these beautiful expressions of inner development and cultivation. How these people in the ancient world developed their hearts and their minds, and their what they valued and how they understood themselves from the inside out. Something you can't really see so much from the archaeological stones that might be found. It's a little bit simplistic what I said, but if you're an archaeologist, but still, this archaeology of the soul that kind of is found. And so in this ancient, 1,500-year-old text, the expression, intentionality around mudita is said this way, sadhu. Sadhu is the Pali word for excellent. So sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. May this goodness, may this fortune continue for a long time. So this idea certainly is excellent. Sadhu, I like to think it's like the English, yes, yes. And that's just a happy exclamation of joy and affirmation of something. Yes. And may this continue for a long time. And this long time for me is very important because it's you're celebrating something that's worthwhile having for a long time. If it's simply some kind of pleasure, if it's simply, you know, that someone has a chance to go to the amusement park and they're just really delighted by all the wonderful things there, you know, after a few years of living in an amusement park, that's not going to be an ongoing source of happiness for a long time. It's a little bit conditioned about the excitement of the moment of being there. But there are some happinesses and joys and goodness which are sustainable, that nourish us and support us, that are worthwhile having for a long time. And to really kind of affirm that, to celebrate and enjoy, and may what's good in you, may what's good here continue for a long time. The same text talks about this movement of open-hearted affirmation of sadhu, of yes, as being an antidote for fear, or it's a movement of non-fear. And certainly we can reflect how many times maybe the unwillingness to appreciate others or celebrate or really enjoy and affirm what's happening, is it socially it's challenging, the implications of it, or will they take advantage of us, or it's embarrassing for us to do that, or it's inappropriate, and there's fear there. But to discover this way of living intent, purposeful life of mindfulness that's really here, we also, with time, learn how to be safe here, how not to pick up and react and judge and take in so much of what goes on in the world. And it's easier then to feel non-fear and just standing on our own two feet, not leaning in, not expecting anything, not pulling back, but kind of like, this may be the wrong term in modern United States, this idea of stand your ground, but stand your ground with a big, like your arms are open like this, like wide open, and you're certainly a safe person for people. And yes, yes, how wonderful. May this continue for a long time. So in this more classical period of Theravadan Buddhism then, that as one does mudita practice, one then repeats this phrase, may people have, may this success continue. May they, the good fortune go on for people. Something like that. And so there's an intent there of support, of hope, of aspiration for this person to keep experiencing it. When I do it, it's not so much like this particular good fortune continue, or, but rather that this capacity that they had that led to it, this inner, deeper place that makes this possible for them to feel joy and happiness and well-being, may that place stay awake. May that place still operate them and be supported and recognized. And so part of mudita practice is having this intent, this intention, this motivation, intent for something, or maybe an aspiration or this wish for this goodness, for this good fortune to continue, the happiness of others to continue. But that also makes appreciative joy a little bit more complicated. It's wonderful to do this, but it also is a little more complicated. It's more cognitive. Something a little bit more has to wake up in the mind to have that wish. In the teachings of the Buddha, he talks about the practice of mudita without any reference to establishing a clear intention or aspiration or wish that could be encapsulated in a phrase. But rather, feeling joy, rejoicing in the good fortune of others. So you don't have to even be in the person's presence. They don't have to know that you're wishing that to continue. But it's simpler. It comes from a simpler place inside. It's just that we're open and available to ready to say yes and to, yes, this is wonderful. How nice. This is good. We don't even say those words, but there's a resonance. There's a way in which our heart, our inner life, in being open and present and not preoccupied in our thoughts, that we can experience. We kind of are affected in a nice way by the good things we see in the world, the good things people are doing, their success that they have, the happiness they have. And it just, there's a feeling of abundance then that happens. Oh, yes, this is great. And this kind of movement of feeling joy in things around us that are joy-producing requires the mind to not be crowded. A crowded mind cannot feel much love, cannot feel much joy and delight in the world around us. And so as part of the function of meditation and mindfulness is to not crowd the mind with thoughts, ideas, reactions, judgments, commentary, which are more often than not about the present moment. But learn to quiet that enough so it's not so crowded or not so fast, one thought after the other, like we're just jumping around from one to the next. Also, it requires the mind is not so scattered or random or purposeless, like we're just giving over to our mind to just jump around and do whatever it wants and it's like kids who have free rein of, I don't know, the house because the parents are gone. So to cultivate an life of purpose and intent in Buddhism is to begin cutting through or stabilizing the crowded mind, the scattered mind, the agitated mind, so that some of the really most wonderful parts of who we are has room to be there for us. And one of the wonderful parts of our lives is appreciative joy, our capacity to say sadhu, 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 yes. Yes, this is wonderful. Yes, I rejoice in this. Yes, may this good fortune continue for you for a long time. So a life of intent. And for this day, next 24 hours, you might see if you can have a little bit more sense of intent or sense of purpose or heightened value in living the day with mudita, with appreciative joy, ready to rejoice and notice what's worth appreciating what can be appreciated. And to remind you, you might tie a string around your finger or put a sticky note on some place where you see all the time and write just, you know, rejoice or appreciative joy and have conversations with people about this. May you spend a day with appreciation, even in the midst of whatever challenges you have. Not instead of. So thank you, and I wish you well.